Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, September 28, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 86, the third paragraph, in Thinking About Our Day, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Irma C., 12 Traditions, Lorraine N., Reader of the Text, Stephanie L., Leslie M. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Dana P. The reference number for Monday, September 27th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,819. That's 17819. And for this morning, Tuesday, September 28th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 17,824. That's 17824. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lois P., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Irma C. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Irma.
Good morning. My name is Irma C. I'm in California, and I am a compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Irma C. I'll now ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Dawn, and good morning, everyone. My name is Lorraine N. I'm a compulsive overeater in Oregon, and here are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to read, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lorraine N. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 86, the third paragraph, in Thinking About Our Day, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I will now ask Stephanie L. to begin reading. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Stephanie L., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here, we ask God for an inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still experienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption and all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. And sorry, my dog was drinking water really loud in his bowl as I was reading. Sorry about that, everyone. Oh, yeah. So I wake up in the morning. And I need this time with God. It said in the previous paragraph that I have to wake up and think about the 24 hours ahead. And today I woke up very discombobulated. My head was all over the place. Worrying about this and worrying about that and how am I going to get this done and how am I going to get that done? You know, what should come first? Where do you want me to start? How is this going to turn out? You know, I wake up oftentimes and I am faced with that indecision, you know, but this is what this paragraph tells me. I have to go to God. I have to wake up and start my day asking God, you know, what would you have me do? I ask God for that inspiration, that right thought, that right action, that right decision. And here's the thing. I don't have to struggle. It says we relax and take it easy. I just have to relax, sit quietly with my God, ask, where do you want me to start? This is all, you know, my prayer this morning was, God, this is all way too big for me, okay? I know you have this. Show me what you'd have me do. Where do you want me to start? God, I am yours. Just show me the right path, you know? And then I can relax and take it easy and trust that I'm going to be given that intuitive thought even throughout the day. You know, I can continue to pause and pray the same thing. Okay, here we are again, God. What do you want me to do? I don't have to struggle. I don't have to fight. I don't have to control. I don't have to line up everybody around me so things happen the way I think they should throughout the day. You know, I've tried that. It doesn't work. You know, so I don't have to force this. I sit in contemplation and stillness and ask God to direct me. And it takes practice. I mean, it says, you know, that I'm inexperienced and being new to making contact with God, you know, I'm not going to be inspired at all times. I'm not going to be sure what the right thing to do. And you know what? I'm going to make mistakes because I'm never going to rise above being human, right? So I'm going to make mistakes. However, you know, I am told in my experiences as time passes, the more I practice this, the more I plug in, the more I start my day on a spiritual basis, you know, it's going to become natural and I can rely upon it. And that is amazing for a compulsive overeater like me. So thank you all for letting me share and be of service.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stephanie L., for getting us started. I'm now going to open up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
This is Wendy W. I'd like to share.
Was that Lindsay W.?
Wendy W.
Oh, Wendy W.?
Yes.
Annabelle Z. Annabelle Z.
Okay. Annabelle Z.
Kara L.
Kara L.
Nomi S.
Nomi
Shanna
S.
Shanna C.
Robin L. P.
Robin P.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Okay, let's stop there. I have Wendy W., Annabelle Z., Kara L., Nomi S., Shanna C., Robin P., Jordan L. Did I miss someone? Okay, let's go with Wendy W. followed by Annabelle Z. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Wendy W. in Oregon. I spent the first several decades of my life often riddled with anxiety and deeply, of course, into compulsive eating since I was 5. And the pain of ruminating, of being afraid to make mistakes, of the constant rumination. I can't even express how painful that was to live in that state when trying to make a decision. It was just awful. And despite, you know, years of therapy, it didn't go away until this program of recovery. And that idea, that notion of being able to relax and take it easy is for me so contingent on my third step. Who is this God of my understanding? It couldn't be the harsh taskmaster that I originally thought was my higher power. It's had to become my best friend who was with me all the time. I had to act as if for a very long time and continue to turn things over. I once heard in a meeting that this part of our lives is kind of like releasing a kite to the wind and then reeling it back in because we just don't trust the wind. And that's how it was for me for quite a while. But it's been years now since I got into it. I've been in that state of rumination and that kind of pain. What an amazing gift of recovery, even though abstinence hasn't been a straight shot for me. The gift of this kind of recovery, to not be in rumination, to not be in constant anxiety and riddled with fears, has been a gift beyond measure. And it's all because of these 12 steps and practicing letting go and relaxing and trusting, having that faith that when I'm standing on the edge of that cliff, if I let go, I will fly instead of falling to the bottom. And so for today, I'm just so grateful for that and grateful for this program. And I'll pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy W. from Oregon. Annabelle Z., will you share with us now, followed by Kara L.? Good morning, Annabelle.
Good morning. My name is Annabelle Z. from the state of Washington, recovered compulsive overeater. And I just want to say, this is just the way God works, right? Where you just hear something in a meeting and it's exactly what you need to hear. Or this is my thing is, I'm working exactly, like when we're on the ninth step, I had a ninth step to do. And when we were the beginning of the tenth step, I just knew that's what I needed to do. Just yesterday, I got a new sponsor. I haven't been working with a sponsor for a couple of months now, and it's been kind of hard. And so we had a great conversation, and I love her. And she said to me, all right, this is what I want you to do. And we're picking up at just kind of being able to maintain the 10th, 11th, and 12th steps. And a lot of people have said that I called, you're not really doing the 10th, 11th, and 12th. I'm sure I am. And this is what she had me do, is exactly this paragraph. And she said, and so this morning, I'm like, God, really? Like, I have to work at this place today, and I have to, it's like an hour and 20-minute commute, so I have to get up extra early. And she's like, I want you to get up 15 minutes early and just lay there and ask God to direct your thinking today and think about your day and what you have to do. I've never done this before, and I did exactly that this morning. And I did exactly that, exactly what that paragraph says. And I cannot believe how I'm in traffic right now, how calm I am. And how I thought about my day, and I'm working with strangers, and I was fearful. I had so much fear when I woke up this morning, and I wouldn't even have known it. It just would have subconsciously come out as snapping at people or lying, being dishonest about who I just, it was so wonderful to just say, oh God, I have this fear, and then immediately ask God to remove it. And so I always thought that this was something throughout my day. This is something you're supposed to do first thing in the morning. So I just thank God for the big book, and that's all I have to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Annabelle Z. Kara L., will you share with us now, please? Good morning, Kara.
Good morning. Good morning, Dawn. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Thank you to all my fellows who do service on this meeting and bring it to us. I love this section that we're reading right now because I love the directions. When I first started to sit in the morning quietly, it was hard because I have a busy mind. And don't you know, when I wake up, I got things to do and a day to be done. And I loved this because it helped me sit quietly. It helped me with my busy mind, right? Took a couple breaths. And then I did just it. I went through my day with my higher power. And it kind of, all those things that were on my to-do list, they settled. And then when I got to one I really didn't know, I practiced. Because I used to know everything. So today, I practice like, I don't know what to do here. Can you please give me an intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision? And then I move on to the next thing. And my mind just kind of gravitated. And so every morning, it's almost settling to sit, take those breaths, and just go through my day with my higher power. To step into the flow of my higher power's will for the day. And sometimes I'll get through it, and I really haven't asked for help, but I'll end with, like, God, please show me the way of love, tolerance, and kindness. Please give me an intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision how to be in this day. And then I just move on. And it is something I relish now when I wake up, because when I do wake up this in the morning now, my mind is mostly filled with a thank you for my higher power that I opened my eyes. Because I know that I'm going to get to sit with my higher power in just a few minutes. And I get to go through my day and things, everything will fall into place as it needs to be, because I'll ask for help. And I'm ever so grateful for that. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kara L. And now Nomi S., will you share with us, followed by Shauna C.
Hi, this is Nomi S. May I be heard?
You sure can.
Wonderful. Good morning, everyone. And this is Nomi S. From outside of Nashville, Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater. And so grateful for the share so far. I'm so grateful for this paragraph. I'm dealing with a breakup of what I thought was going to be a long-term relationship. And it's been difficult in that I find myself having languished in what could have been, but the decision to rely on God in every moment that pops it up into my head has been such a blessing, such a relief. Like the tension in my chest and being able to breathe normally again every time I find myself tensing up about the situation, or really tensing up about any situation, and really realizing that my nature is to tense up in situations I can't control, and that I need to be reminded that relying on God for my next step, and in my next step, whatever step that it is I choose to take in regards to any situation that I find myself in on a daily basis, is what really keeps me at peace and keeps me centered and keeps me in God's will. No matter how the situation ends up, really, because there is suffering in this world. I mean, we see it all around us, and there is personal suffering, and it, even within the suffering, God is still there. God is still constant, and He carries me, and I am so grateful for that. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nomi S. from Tennessee. Shauna C., share with us now, please, followed by Robin P. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning. This is Shauna C. from East Tennessee. Thank you guys for being here. Again, I'm reminded, I'm so glad I'm not alone in the fact that we get to follow this path together. Real quick, I for the longest time thought, I've been in 10, 11, and 12 for a while now, sponsoring people, doing all this stuff. And, you know, for a while I got this idea, and where it came from, I'm not exactly sure. I think I probably manufactured it in my own mind, that, you know, somehow, someday, I'm never going to get disturbed. You know, if I work these steps hard enough, you know, I'll be to the point to where everything is easy, and though it may be difficult, I'm never going to get disturbed and all of these things. And for a little while, I started getting pretty despondent because I would still get disturbed. I would still use the tools. I would still pray. I would still do all the things I needed to do, but could not figure out why. If I'm doing the work, why do I still feel this certain way or whatever? And I thought I was doing something wrong, and my mind started lying to me, saying, well, the program doesn't work. You must be different, and I earnestly prayed, and I said, you know, God, please let, you know, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to go. I'm in a 12-step program. This is the last house on the block for me, and it's not working. And circumstances made me even more willing to believe, and I was able to get with a sponsor that gently reminded me that no matter how many times I work the steps or how thoroughly I do it, I'll never recover beyond being human. And I get a daily reprieve. Like every day I'm at step one. I used to think that was a horrible thing, but no, when I wake up in the morning, I have me all over me. And, you know, I get to get on my knees and ask God to direct my thinking. And, you know, we consider our plans for the day. I don't have a tight grip on those plans. You know, those plans, there's certain things I need to do. Usually it's pretty simple, but in my own power, I can't make it happen. And I'm powerless over my tendency to get into self and to start willing it to happen without the constant connection and surrender to God. And I get to do that. And these directions show me how. And like someone else said, it is a daily practice. And I get to review the day and how I spent it with God and get to see how much better my day came out under God's hand than better than anything I could have planned myself as a result of surrender, surrender, surrender all day long. My mind lies to me, and learning the difference, the wisdom to know the difference comes with practice. And through God's grace, I get to grow. Thank God I get to be wrong today. All right. That's all I have. I appreciate you guys. And thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Shanna C. Now, Robin P., will you share with us, followed by Jordan L., and then I'll be opening up the lines to take more shares. We are on page 86, the third paragraph, in thinking about our day, reading that and commenting on that one paragraph only. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Thanks so much, Dawn. I'm Robin P., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I'm just so grateful for everyone's service on this meeting today. I'm out here walking and listening and on this beautiful hike, and such a blessing to be with all of you here. You know, I start my day on my knees, and I also bookend my day with 10-11. I email it to my sponsor. And, you know, I do it as a gratitude list, too. I write a gratitude list in the morning. I'm so happy and grateful that I successfully, and I write out what I'm going to do. And just plan my day. And then I text that to an action partner. And at the end of the day, I do a 10 and 11. And it really helps me to bookend my day with God. And I love that it says that, as other people were saying, that we relax and take it easy, because that's the opposite of obsession and compulsive obsession and figuring it out and self-reliance. The more God-reliance I have, the better I do. And it's such a miracle of grace because, you know, we moved here to Costa Rica 3.5 months ago, and we didn't, you know, just, it was a faith walk. And, you know, it's just been by relying on God. God keeps leading us to our next right rental home, seeing where we're meant to live. And, you know, it's come up for us that we wanted to learn, we're vegans, and we wanted to learn organic vegan farming. And, so we cut out the middleman in case, God forbid, something unimaginable happens. Like, we've had so many unimaginable things happen on the planet. We thought, hey, wouldn't it be good to be self-reliant? And God just led us. You know, I didn't figure it out. I just prayed, and we met somebody, and then they introduced us to somebody, and then we started taking a class this week. And it's just amazing how this works when we just surrender it to God, you know, and blessed are the meek, you know, not blessed are the arrogant and self-reliant. So I just get to keep practicing my faith walk. And I'm so eternally grateful for this program. I'm so eternally grateful for all of you and the steps. They're literally my steps to staying recovered. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. And now, Jordan L., will you share with us, please? Good morning, Jordan. Star one, Jordan. Okay, maybe Jordan had to step away. We'll come back to Jordan. And I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of those who would like to share, although we value your experience. We ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Who would like to share on page 86, the third paragraph that starts with, in thinking about our day?
I would.
Tamara J.
My name's Larry G.
Tamara J. and Larry G.
Audrey M.P.
Audrey M.P.
Thanks.
Kathy W.
Kathy W.
Carrie G.
And Carrie G. That's, we'll stop there. Okay, I have Tamara J., Larry G., Audrey M.P., Kathy, I think it was W., and Carrie G. All right, is Jordan L. back on the line with us?
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Okay, sure. Go ahead, Jordan. You can start us off, and then we'll go with Tamara J. following you. Go ahead, Jordan.
Okay, thanks. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. I'm grateful to be absent and on a meeting with everyone this morning. I just wanted to point out this line, we relax and take it easy. And I wanted to say, like, that was really hard for me when I got here. And I think that, like, we talk a lot about how, like, this, like, changes our lives, right? This prayer and meditation practice, and how positive it is. And it doesn't always, like, it's not always, it, like, especially in the society that we live in, this isn't something that comes easily. Like, you really have to work at this, you know? Or at least I found that I had to work at this. It wasn't something that just happened because I was on step 11, you know? it was something that I, like, I really have to practice this and cultivate stillness in my life, you know? I'm such a reactor. Like, I'm so quick to take whatever situation is going on or whatever person is around or whatever it is, and just kind of, like, run with wherever they are, you know, without even thinking about or considering, like, how it is that I want to show up in this situation, you know? And to be totally honest, like, it's taken me like years, like a decade, of practicing the 12 steps to get to a point where, I don't react right away. You know, like I really can pause, and take some time. And definitely, like, my morning practice, used to wake up so disturbed first thing in the morning. So my morning practice has been absolutely vital. It has been absolutely, like, instrumental for me to, on the daily, take some time and be still in the morning and relax and take it easy and connect consciously with a higher power, you know? I do steps 1, 2, and 3 every morning. This is still, like, very real and vibrant and present in my life, you know, even okay. after years. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. Tamara J., please share with us, followed by Larry G. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Please.
I'm Tamara J. in California, a compulsive overeater in recovery. You know, today was the first day that I included guided meditation after my prayer, and this paragraph was included in that meditation. And I love this paragraph. I love the part where it says we relax and we take it easy, because I need this in my life. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a chronic relapser. And my life has been so hard because I have made it hard. So today I'm looking forward to just relaxing a little bit. And I love my higher power. I look forward to this whole thing. And with his help. Today is my day 8. And so I'm saying one of the things that my God says to me is to just, you know, to let him. You know, just let him. So that's what I want to try anyway, and we'll see how it goes. And anyway, thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Tamara J. from California. Now, Larry G., will you share with us, followed by Audrey M.P.? Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Don. Larry G. from California. Thank you. What day are we at? Team Tuesday. Thank you. I want you to know that you're my family. This is my... this is my home group, and I feel so blessed to be on this call with so many wonderful Vision members studying A Paragraph at a Time. I was taught how to do the step, or introduced the step by my grand sponsor, 40 years in AA, and I've been doing the step ever since, but imperfectly, and not every day. I wish I could say I do it every day, but I don't. I have a type of mind when I wake up in the morning. It's my mind is the neighborhood that a SWAT team doesn't want to come in. And I can go a couple directions. If I don't work the step in the morning, and then it has predictable results. If I work the step, my day unfolds beautifully. I don't know what God's will is. I don't pretend to know. I don't know God. I have a heartfelt feeling in every cell of my body that there's a power greater than myself. But I believe that the way that I demonstrate my love for God is by being obedient. I am not going to get there by just being a good man and doing kind deeds, although I do. But the way that I show my love is by being obedient to God. And that's what I ask when I do the 11th step. Before Visions, for about 2 years, I was in relapse. And, you know, when you have, you're eating, obviously, you all know this, when you're eating massive amounts of flour and sugar in large quantities, your mind is like an alcoholic who's drinking. It's all fogged up. And I treated this 11th step, I treated my God as a, it says in the 12 by 12, like a Bush League pinch hitter. I was just plea bargaining to have God stop the madness, but immediately starting my day with compulsive overeating. Today, I'm abstinent. It's a miracle. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I know that in May of 2020, my prayer was, you know, either take me in my sleep or take away this disease. And the disease was taken away. The insanity, which is compulsive eating, was taken away. And I also, the surrender went so deep this time that I knew that I did not want to live another day without God. I just cannot do this world without God. I can't figure this world out. I can't navigate each day.
Time.
I can't do another day without God. And with that, I pass. And thank you for your service. I'm out.
Thank you so much, Larry G. from California. Audrey M.P., will you share with us, followed by Kathy W.? Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Don B. Good morning, Team Tuesday. This is Audrey M.P., calling from Southern California. And I want to thank everybody for their shares already. The morning is like a smorgasbord and of recovery. There are so many places I can go. And I just remember when listening to this meeting, you know, somebody asked of me, you need to listen to a half hour of Vision 3 times a week in order for me to sponsor you. And I was like, what? And now I'm up at 4 o'clock and I listen to the early morning meeting for those on the East Coast. And it's just my pleasure. It's like my pleasure, my honor just to listen. But listening isn't going to get me abstinent entirely. And, I'm abstinent from my bottom lines. I've redone like the food plan. And you know, just this morning, I'll just speak for today. I'm like, am I going to listen to the meeting or am I going to go to the gym? And going to a meeting or going to the gym, you know, I have 28 years of recovery from bulimia and the food baffles me. And I share this often because it still does. I'm not entirely removed. I'm not neutral. And I'm praying for neutrality. And so, you know, I have to keep coming back. I have to keep coming back and I have to listen and be willing and make outreach calls. And, you know, and for today, I'm listening to my meeting. I'm asking God my next direction. I have to sit quiet and listen to my higher power. And I had something else I really wanted to say, but, ask nothing for myself unless others will be helped. I know that's part of my meditation when I wake up in the morning. And so making outreach calls on the jams or the group meets have come a lot easier. You know, ask nothing for myself unless others will be helped, and I love getting calls too. And with this, I pass. Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Thank you so much, Audrey M.P. Now, Kathy W., will you share with us, followed by Carrie G.? Good morning, Kathy, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Excuse me. Hi. My name is Kathleen W. I'm from Illinois. Thank you all for your service. What a blessing this meeting is. And oh, my heavens, this is one of my favorite parts of the big book, this page just cases 84 and 85, 86. But especially this paragraph, because I've read this so many times. You know, it's very helpful to me to know, as each one shares, I am not the only one that wakes up every morning with a monkey mind. Waking up like that would make me think, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm not spiritual. If I was spiritual, I'd wake up, like, you know, with peace and quietness. And I don't often wake up with peace and quietness. But what I do is I meet that every day with saying to myself, God, you have made everything right between you and I. You are my friend and the lover of my soul. And that's what I counter all of that monkey stuff up with. And then I go to my place of prayer and meditation. And it is so hard for me still to go to that place. Because I was practicing this on and off, you know, from time to time. But now it's become an absolute necessity that I take that quiet time with God and go to God every day. And I have to really struggle with all the busyness of my mind. And God even, you know, God speaks to me so clear. It's okay. It's okay. Just keep on coming. And I was reading another meditation today. It was about there's, you know, that God is there for people who bother to reach out to him and who want them in their lives and who actually bother to look for him. And, you know, I want to be one of those who bother to look for God, who bother to seek God, who want God. I want God in my life. And so for me, it's a necessity to go every day. And I'm one of those types that are just a, you know, nervous type, as was a man was described in the beginning of this book. He was a nervous variety of person. And reading this, you know, here we ask God for inspiration, intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. And when I read that, I just let that soak into my mind and spirit and just say I don't have to struggle. I can trust God for the answer. And also trust that as I continue to ask God for that inspirational thought, my thinking will become more and more on the plane of inspiration. You know, I really doubt my mind very often that it's going to be on the plane of inspiration, but I am coming to rely upon it, and I thank God so much for that. And I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kathy W. from Illinois. Carrie G., will you share with us now, please? Let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, yes, thank you. So grateful to be here. This is Carrie G., grateful compulsive overeater in Colorado. And the word inspiration shows up about four times in this paragraph. Someone's inspired to be doing some dishes, it sounds like. Thanks. And so the definition that I have in my book, a divine influence or action on a person believed to qualify them to receive and communicate sacred revelations. It's pretty expansive. What it says to me is I'm inspired to share that I want to grow my relationship with God. And the way I do that in program is just to seek what works for others, other people's experience, strength, and hope. And I was inspired this morning to open my eyes be guided to have a gratitude mode first thing on awakening And so instead of saying steps 1, 2, and 3 that I've done for years and years, my new practice is going to be, thank you, God, for this breath. Thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, for these soft sheets or this, you know, ad infinitum, right? We ask in morning meditation what we can do each day for the man who is still sick. And I'm so thankful to be able to share that this is such an amazing program that I get to grow my relationship. It used to be a flimsy read, my connection to my higher power, but today it's so inspiring to just be in relationship with God through gratitude throughout the day. Just simple, keep it simple. That idea that I am powerless constantly throughout the day, giving freely of what I find, and being inspired to reach out to others. You know, when God places a member's name in my heart, I take action immediately. I text that person, hey, do you want to connect? What, do you want to read together? A story in the back of the book? Whatever it is I'm asking. And I'll just close by saying, I was taught when we ask, it is a prayer. And so may I seek God today by knocking on that door. And that's all I have. Grateful to be here. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you so much, Carrie G. from Colorado. We do have time for a 1.5 minute share. Would someone like to take that who has not shared in the last 3 days?
Cassie N. Gusty, like the wind.
Oh, Gusty. Very good. Go ahead, Gusty. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much. This is Gusty N. in West Virginia. And I am coming back from a relapse, working step 6 and 7 right now, and dealing with the fallout of a decision I made back when I was in the food and have been tossing and turning all night for 2 nights and trying to get that level of serenity that this step talks about, this paragraph talks about. And finally, in the middle of the night last night, was able to do a fear inventory around it and get to my part and wake up this morning and ask God to guide me in acknowledging my part in the situation. And there won't be easy answers, but to really place all of it in God's hands. So I just really appreciate this reminder that, yes, there's anxiety, yes, there's fear, it will never go away, but we have a program that helps us work through it. So thank you all for being my support system. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Gusty N. from West Virginia. If you're new, please stick around because we're going to be taking newcomer names after we say the Serenity Prayer together. And we'll be also giving sponsors a chance to announce their names and numbers. So stick around. We're now going to, and we wanted to thank everyone for sharing and make this meeting just a wonderful experience. Thank you so much. We're now going to close with a reading on the Big Book. In the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Leslie M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, John. Thank you for your service. I'm Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.